Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of insanity. It truly will be a session of insanity on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, then do something. Seriously. After our first break, Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me. She has an MS in counseling psychology, with an emphasis on neuropsychology, and licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. Not once, she had to do it twice. And she completed her postdoctorate certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University, and her expertise is working with at-risk teens. My favorite. And I'm not saying that to be tongue-in-cheek funny, I mean it sincerely. I mean, we need to help our young people as much as we can. And what we've seen is, and I'll talk to her about this as well, you've seen this parenting style over the last few decades where, and this isn't in any way aimed at just transgenderism, but where we have this mindset to affirm our kids in anything they want to do to make them feel better about themselves. Because it's all about self-esteem and not truth and reality. Right? And there's so many things that you're allowing your young people to do that you're not giving them any guidance with that is hurting them. It's not helping. And you see it over and over and over again. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yep, the economy is just blowing it. I mean, not really. I'm trying to be like them. If you say it enough, apparently it's supposed to make you feel better and you're supposed to believe it. Right? Former World Bank President David Malpass, he claims that there's an opportunity for the Federal Reserve to look at rate cuts. He said the pace that job cuts by U.S. employers accelerated at the start of 2024 is a sign that the labor market is starting to deteriorate in the face of ongoing inflation, higher interest rates, and AI. Ooh. I mean, UPS is knocking off 1,200 drivers. Anybody hear that? Were you interested in that? AI is killing media jobs all over the place, killing jobs for putting stories together in the media world, updating websites, updating newspapers, any kind of publication. I think it was Chief Justice Roberts was concerned that some of the pleadings would be done through AI. And the problem with that is that they've already shown you over and over and over again that AI makes very many or a lot of mistakes because it's almost impossible or very hard for it to kind of police itself. To know that the story they're referencing was an AI story written by another AI story, which was based in a story written by AI. Seriously, no joke. According to a new report published by the Challenge Gray and Christmas, which found that the companies Oh, really? You're going to do this to me? That's why I hate computers. By the companies, planned 82,000 job cuts in January. That's a substantial amount. That's 136% increase from the previous month. Right? Now, that's down 20% from the same time a year ago. It's the second highest layoff total for the month of January in data going all the way back to 2009. Now, we're being told that Bidenomics is just cranking and everything is wonderful. Maybe not so much, right? So instead of playing politics with all this, which is what it seems like we do all the time, now it's all about politics. How about we get people back to work? Why don't we do the things that actually worked? Why don't we actually use the numbers that show the things that actually worked, that stimulate the economy, that get it moving? Right? I get a kick out of these people. Well, yeah, but did you see the stock market? It broke another record. It breaks records continuously. Because every time it goes up and it hits a certain point, it breaks a record, right? It's broken records pretty much under every president. So there are waves of layoff announced that hit the U.S.-based companies in January after a quiet fourth quarter. That's according to Andy Challenger. He's the senior vice president of Challenger Gray and Christmas. The cuts were driven by broader economic trends and a strategic shift towards increased automation, AI adoption. Look at yours truly, not college educated, just kind of common sense educated. You can't bring in or adopt AI and not expect people to lose their jobs. I mean, Amazon's been working on automation forever. You're not going to be able to have robots do manual labor. Well, guess what? Go to an Amazon warehouse. Those packages are being put together by robots, packed, shipped, printed, the whole nine yards, with little human intervention. Financial companies bore the brunt of the job losses in January, with the industry shedding 23,000 employees. It's the highest monthly layoff total for the financial sector since 2018. All right, the technology sector followed with 15,000 layoffs, most since 2000. Look, I was in the technology world for years. You guys know that if you listen to the show for any length of time. And you know I had a team that did websites. You don't need that anymore. AI can do it for you. So I was with your host. Don't go far. Dr. B joins me right after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know what? I mean, seriously. And you do that by getting informed. I always say this to you guys, and I mean it. I mean it sincerely. I enjoy the fact that I have a microphone. I know some of you are irritated at the fact that I have a microphone, but that doesn't make me an expert. I bring them on. I'm like I always say, I mean this, don't listen to me. You bring on the experts. Every guy with a mic thinks he's got something going on. He does. He has a mic. That's it. Doesn't have the expertise. That's why I bring on people that have a clue. Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me as she does pretty much every week, and always appreciate her input as to what's going on in the teen world, the kid world, and how to help make you a better parent, whether you want to hear it or not. So, Dr. B, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Happy to be on.
I always get so sick after you're on because of all the garbage that's going on with our teenagers and how certain parents, not all parents, aren't stepping up to do the job that they need to do. So appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And every time I post that I'm going to be on with you, it gets completely shadow banned. Again, once again, I have one like, and it's been up there for a half an hour. Seriously, I've got, you guys got to understand my posts get, okay, here's one with 110 likes, 366, 1,700, 3,100 likes, and that one won. So thanks, Joe.
Anything I can do to help in your demise, more than happy to step in. I've been going through this for so long, I don't even really, I post up on Facebook as just a courtesy to those who won't get away from it. There's a live video on our website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, and I get more traction there because I don't, I'd be a fool to ban myself, right? Shadow ban myself. They've been doing this to me for years, and it's...
It's ridiculous.
But we used to get 250,000 views a week, all right?
I remember, yes. Yeah.
And now I fight to get 10,000 views a week on Facebook. So I just don't even deal with it anymore. I do my own thing, and we do well in our own world.
It's what you have to do, and people now are asking me about the chat room, and I'm like, yeah, go to joemessina.com. Super easy.
It's there.
I hop on. Allie's on there. My daughter is there right now.
Uh-oh.
So she's going to... she's gearing up, man.
Yeah, tell her to be nice.
She's a little me.
All right. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
That's why I said, I know she's a little you. That's why I said, tell her to be nice. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, right. I'm nice. You're nice.
Yes, you're always. Well, you know, it's funny. It's sometimes I'll get comments after our segments about me in particular beating, quote unquote, on parents. And I said, no, I'm not beating on parents. I'm saying, be a parent. Do something. This piece about teens and energy drinks and how long. Do you really, forgive me for saying it this way, but do you really need a college degree to figure out that those kind of amounts of caffeine are going to affect your teen physically and mentally? I mean, do you need a college degree for that?
Yeah, apparently. No. Short answer, no. So excessive caffeine results in, you know, an effect kind of like speed. So you remember right. when they had Ephedra and all those diet, diet pills, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I had friends on, I don't do any of that stuff. I'm like, you know, whatever, eat less, work out, whatever works for you. But I had relatives on it, friends on it, and they ended up having to go to, I'd say 80% of them had to go to a cardiologist because their heart started beating weird. And I'm like, okay, again. Do you need a college degree? Caffeine, yes, it's a drug. It's a legal drug. It's fine if you're having a cup of coffee, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, whatever. But you don't understand how much is in these drinks. You know, the ones that Panera, I know, is one of the worst, right? Has that whatever juice nonsense, lemonade, energy lemonade.
Yep.
And I see kids, teens all the time. They brought them to my practice. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, I know it's bad. I'm like, yes. And I've seen it in the back of my kids' cars, my boys. I'm like, what are you guys doing? What have I told you about these? No, but mom, I go, one heart attack. I'm like, Landon, you weigh 100 pounds wet. Okay. It's going to catch you first. So. You stayed up all night. I know. But I'm like, yes, we stayed up all night. We had like a cup of coffee, you know, or two maybe, or an espresso. We did not have what is in these at this point. And we are talking in excess of 255 milligrams of caffeine. And a cup of coffee, so people can understand, is anywhere from 20 to 30. And that's the top of it. A Coca-Cola probably has 15 to 18. So this is beyond. This is dangerous, and they market to teenagers, right? These sports people that they like. And I was just doing some research and a study on, you know, what's going on with our culture, speaking of marketing. And it's, you know, you look at the Taylor Swift thing. We've got sports, we've got pop culture, and through social media and sports and pop culture, they're going to, you know, they're ruling this culture. It's absolutely terrible. So they put these things out in these articles. They're dangerous. Yeah. Well, quit marketing, vaping, right? They made these jewels and this candy flavored and cotton candy. And then they're like, oh, we're so sorry that your 13-year-old wanted it. Well, it's got a picture of a strawberry and cotton candy on it. So.
Oh, God. Little girl, I got some candy for you, right? I mean, seriously, Kim, when do you start using your brain cells, right?
Well, and they market it like it's not a big deal. And forget to mention that there's nicotine in it. Hello. Well,
you and I talked for a long time about the vaping and how bad that was. And, you know, you brought up Taylor Swift, so I'm gonna expound on
sorry.
It a little bit.
Just ignore me.
I know, but my right arm started twitching. I didn't know why, and I realized you said something about Taylor Swift. No, it was funny because we were talking about, you know, Christian parents and some of the things that's going on. I said, it's beyond me. I know you're going to bite on this one. It's beyond me why Christian parents take their girls, their young teenage girls, to her concerts and expose them to her from a standpoint, you know, they become mini idols, right? I mean, they want to know everything she's doing and how she dresses, what she wears, what she believes. We're supposed to be protecting our children. And don't give me that, oh, Joe, it's just music. You're supposed to guard your eyes and ears. That's what the Word of God says. And you're supposed to protect his children. And, man, you're going to have to answer that on the other side of the break. Because, yes. Because I got an earful from a couple of Christian parents who thought I was being, you know what they thought I was being, right? Judgmental. So we'll be back. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break. Oh, yeah, I hit a nerve with that one.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Come on. You can't make fun of a good bass line. You know what I'm saying? In my day, this was like strut music. Yeah, I know. I just lost half of you. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Joe Messina Show here. So much appreciate your time with me. You know, in the chat room, you head up to joemessina.com. You find the chat room there. And I can tell you by looking at the conversation, you'll find much smarter people than myself in there. And I can always tell when they're bored with me because they start talking about recipes. But that's cool. I've got Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson is on. And they're pretty good recipes, Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she does. I try to get her on every week. And, you know, I hit a nerve with this on another show this morning, and it's about the Taylor Swift thing. And I was telling you that Christian parents were not happy about my comment that you were supposed to protect your kids. And here's a woman that is idolized, or a young lady that's idolized, and, you know, her coming across when she talked about abortion, and somebody said, but you're a Christian. She said, I'm not that kind of Christian. I go, oh, my God, talk about sowing confusion. Okay, it's all yours.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, you just said it all. yeah, the gospel according to Taylor Swift is definitely just that. It is, you know, pro-LGBT, pro-murder of babies. It's pro-sleeping before you get, you know, married, sleeping together before you get married. And it is the Bible, you know, it is anti against God's word. So, and it's just, you know, it goes with what 90% of the U.S. says. I'm a Christian. But she says that's not what she stands for, is what Christians stand for. I'm like, wait, you said you're a Christian, so you don't stand. So first of all, there you go. But she doesn't believe it's, you know, about church membership. It's about a faith in God and that he's accepting, here we go, accepting of everything, tolerant of everybody and everything. And Jesus Christ is one of the most intolerant people in the Bible of, you know, anything
right.
God says not to be tolerant to. He's extremely intolerant. I said that to somebody who said they were a Christian once, and they were like, did you just blaspheme Jesus? And I go, what? By saying he's intolerant? I'm like, okay. Where do you want to start? You know, we can start with 1 Corinthians. We can go to the Old Testament, look at Leviticus, Isaiah, Jeremiah. Hello. Wandering 40 years.
Yeah.
Romans 1.
How about something? Wait a minute. How about something as simple? I'm it. I'm the only way. Otherwise, you're going to go pound sand in a very hot place. You know, I mean, that's pretty intolerant. Right there.
It's so, and if I hear one more, you know, you got Nicki Minaj saying she's a Christian, but then she's got her waffles and pancakes song, and it's like, how you're doing porn on stage, and you are marketing to teens, and that's why I'm like, parents, you've got to understand, you've got to get their phones and go through every single app. Yes, every single, well, then I don't have time. Fine.
They don't have
then
kids.
You're going to.
I'm sorry,
that is so true at this point. It's why have kids to farm them off to someone else to raise them? I don't care if it's a daycare. I don't care if it's a nanny. I don't care if it's social media. I get that there are instances and circumstances where you get in a pickle and other people you need to reach out. It takes a community. It does. You've got to make sure those people are your culture. They are your morality, right? They have your moral foundation, that they're family and they're helping and coming around, not social media.
I channeled you the other day, the other morning, and I said, listen, if your child won't give you the password to their smartphone, you grab the smartphone, you sit at the kitchen table with a hammer on one side and a chisel on the other, and you look at your child and say, we can do this two ways. You can give me the password, or I'll try to break into the phone my way. It's up to you. And that's simple. And some people didn't find that amusing. I thought it was hilarious myself, but, you know.
It's great. I have destroyed more than one cell phone, I will just say, that was not mine. TikTok, right, alone, Instagram, yeah. The reels that they look, and what parents need to understand is like, well, I look at my Instagram reels and they're chickens and rainbows and church quotes. I'm like, because that's what you're all about. They track your phone. They know that you have a devotional on your phone. They know that you talk to people about God. They yeah. know that you post verses on Facebook. Your kids do not. And so look at theirs, because I opened a teenager's one once that I knew and looked through it, and I know he was not a respectable person at all. And it's violence and death, like literally people dying and people beating people up and the F word. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, yeah, I don't know how that got there. I'm like, because you keep scrolling. Because look at my Instagram. Yeah. It's chickens and Bible verses. Literally, that's all I care about is chickens and Bible verses.
All right. You called me to – I don't want you to run out of time because you called me to talk about some kind of hotel or something. I couldn't hear you. And
yes, so here's the wake up to parents about social media. So people – and I want to hear you in the chat room. And please, if you're listening, hop on and let me know if you've heard of Hazbin Hotel, H-A-Z-B-I-N Hotel. They are marketing it. It's like, well, you know, if you're a child, your children, your teens should not watch it. Like, number one, why are we making things, you know, that is pure evil that our kids shouldn't look? But then they have Disney, well-known Disney voices and theater actresses and actors that voice and sing. It's a musical type thing. It's a cartoon. And what it is, it's sponsored by Amazon, and it's on Amazon. And it's a cartoon. So don't tell me you're not marketing to kids. And the premise is that Adam and Lilith, right, didn't work out because, you know, Adam wouldn't put out for Lilith. And so Lilith took off to go meet some man whore. And then God had to put Eve with Adam because he was a prude. Basically, that's how they mock the Lord. Then they circle back, they make Satan be this poor thing that just wanted freedom for everybody. And then it is all about hell and focused on hell and how people in hell, this one girl ended up in hell and she's like, I've always been good and I don't understand why I'm in hell, and how her mission is to get to heaven and get people from hell to heaven. And the language, like every other word's the F word. It is sexual. It is disgusting. And it makes fun of Christians and basically that why would a God send us here? And that's why we worship our God. And it's Satan and it's him. And it's all these cartoons week after week of this.
Wow.
And it's done Disney style. theatrical with music like Frozen. It's all these Disney voices singing, and why can I go to heaven because I told a lie? You know, all this, and it's like, it's terrible. It is horrible. So that's Has-Been Hotel, and kids are watching it, and parents, you've got to talk to your kids about it. That's why you need to go through their phones and see what they're watching. If you guys have Amazon Prime, you have the Amazon app, which everybody does because it's called Amazon and they want to own the world, you got to check. You've got to check it.
Well,
doesn't that sound terrible?
I went through this privacy thing with somebody the other day. I said, they don't have privacy. Okay? I mean, you know your kids. You know which ones you can trust a little more than the others. But, you know, kids can be young people. I won't even say kids. Young people. You know, they can be influenced by their peers, by other people around them. If they have nothing to hide, then you don't have to worry about them picking up their phone or you picking up their phone and looking through it. They shouldn't have a problem with it, you know?
That's a really bad sign if you say, hey, we're just going to do a phone check. And they're like, oh, no, you're not. That's a really, really bad sign. I told you that Snapchat, right, selling nudes, you know, from the neck below so they don't see you is a huge thing. Yep. It's $20 to $50 now. They send it right to Venmo. Sex toys online are huge for teens because it is huge. My head just hurts. And then this Has-Been Hotel that they make it all these Disney voices, right? And so people are like, oh, I know that Disney character. You know, I know that voice behind. I know that actress. She's my favorite.
Wow. And, well, there was an article the other day about young kids, Zuckerberg and the rest of them were out in front of Congress the other day. And
I watched it.
It was like a 200-some-odd% increase in suicide based on these pictures that these kids get talked into putting around on the Internet. So, you know, when my daughter doesn't do that, my son doesn't do that, you don't know that. You really, you know, your kids are probably great. I mean, one of my brothers he's like 2 inches away from angelhood. You know, he never did anything wrong when he was a kid. But then my dad had a couple of us that did everything wrong, you know. You know your kids, but don't just blatantly say, my kid would never do that. My child would never do that. Because they can get pulled in, can't they?
That is probably the number one thing I hear from parents. And parents, if you hear nothing else tonight, I'll tell you after the break. It's really important. You're going to want to hear this.
Yep. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. I'll go far a lot more with Dr. B when we return.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. time and your item shipped that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And that would be exactly the mental health professional I would need. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. Always appreciate her input as well. See, I need that guy, Dr. B. I need somebody to slap me upside the head and go, what are you, stupid? You know.
Hey, come on over. I'll do it.
I know. But no. My problem is you'll do it repeatedly. So.
Oh, my God. You know, my husband always talk about, can we just be God for one day? Because there are people we want to fight so bad.
I would lighten the load on the planet by a third. Easy. There'd be little
you and I would go
everywhere,
at it.
You know? I got him. All right.
I was talking to a Christian the other day, and it was interesting because he said that we were talking about the rapture, and he's like, yeah, I don't know about the whole rapture thing. I'm like, what? You know, and he's a very strong Christian. I'm like, explain. And he said, well, I just see how God reacted before he took out the ungodly. He didn't take the godly out. And I go, I know, but that's what the rapture is for. And he said, well, like in Noah, right? The flood, he took out the ungodly. Sodom and Gomorrah, he took out the ungodly. He let the godly stay. And I said, well, the rapture happens, right? And they got the 1,000-year reign and all that stuff happens. And then we get the earth back, right? He takes all the bad people then. But as far as, I mean, I never even thought about that, that there'd be another, like, Noah thing. I go, no, he's going to save us. That's how far spread it is, you know, the evil. But it was just interesting hearing that. I'd never heard that. Have you?
No. No, not really.
Interesting.
Nope. And I'm going to go with the raw truth of the Bible. That's what I'm going to use, not what somebody kind of tried to figure out as to how it works. I got it figured out. No, what it says.
There's nothing else. So I'm with you. In the chat room, and I actually really appreciate you guys saying this. They're saying that the social media, Taylor Swift, you know, all of this, Soros, targeting children is child abuse. And thank you, because yes, and then Larry just said child abuse comes in many facets, and it does.
Yeah.
It is child abuse. It is emotional, psychological child abuse. How they're marketing to them is purely child abuse. And I just, you know, what I was going to say to parents is you've got to understand that. You have to understand that they're not just putting it out there, that they are targeting your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And evil is alive and well. I mean, it is pure satanic evil. And I understand that what I want to say, someone said, well, Elvis moved his hips. Why is he so different than Taylor Swift? And I'm like, honestly, he was talented. Number two, he did go to church. He tried, you know, he really understood Christianity, and he was the first one to say that I've got problems, you know, I've got issues, I've got to get better. And he just couldn't get, you know, hold of it. The fact that he was fighting his demons and her demons is because he knew God, and he knew that was the struggle. So it's so different to compare Elvis, somebody like that, who actually has a talent. I mean, sorry. And I pray for Taylor. I do. But she is so encompassing this culture. I mean, she has got such a hold on it. And that's okay if, you know, people
but
are going to send me hate mail.
I know we need longer than this time frame, but I'm going to go back to, you know, what I love to do is blame people. We allowed this to happen. We allowed, you know, the parents of today and so forth, they don't want their kids to feel like they're being left out. They don't want their kids to feel like, you know, they're not part of the world. And that's not your job. Your job is to protect your children and keep them as close to God as humanly possible, right?
1,000,000,000%. And being a psychologist and in the field for over 30 years, there are classes that teach these marketers how to psychologically manipulate.
Really?
They tell you what, oh, yes, it is not. Oh, yeah. Disney's huge on this, and they tell you what to wear, what color is in style, what shoes to go buy, you know, what music to listen to. They own it. Look. And they actually teach people how to do it. It is a phenomenon, and it is so easy, Joe. The thing is, it's so easy to manipulate people. Heck, I do it every single day. I do it for good. You know, I do it for Christ. And, you know, I mean, if I was not a Christian, I'd be all over the other side of manipulation. And I'm being completely honest.
Well,
but
for clarity, I say the same thing. You know, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in an area that was highly influenced by the mafia. And frankly, if you knew me before I came to Christ, I would have been nothing for me to have my hand on your wallet. Because I really didn't much care about you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. 1,000,000%. Absolutely. And these people, they just know how to do it. I mean, they absolutely know how to do it. There's no Taylor Swift. Yes, she can sing and she can perform. I get it. She's got that riz, right? You know what that is, right?
Yeah. I guess so. You know,
heard that? Riz is what they call it. It's
I'm the old guy. You know, what is it? You know, all that jazz. She's got the jazz or something.
Right.
I don't know. Right.
some charisma. So she has it. But it's like Madonna, not that good of a singer. She just was a package that they sold. Britney Spears, not that good of a singer. Just a package that they sold. Same thing with Taylor Swift. And now they're just using her politically now. And you watch. We got Kelsey selling vaxes like there's no end. And then she'll endorse Joe Biden, he can't even stand up by himself.
Well, here's the funny thing about that. You know, it's funny you should say that. Now, Taylor is a very pretty young lady, right? You got to admit to that. And when you go to the library, you know, and you see the witchcraft books that are there, what do you always see on the front cover of the witchcraft books? A young, blonde, very pretty, you know, attractive young lady on those books. Yeah. And it was always, to me, my feeble little mind, I said, okay, trying to draw the guys in, number one. And number two, the girls that want to be like her, look like her, have the power she has. They're not stupid.
They're not. They're absolutely not. And she's a brilliant businesswoman, you know, and I wish, you know, I know there's classes you can take on how to be Taylor Swift, but people have to understand that means there are people behind her, right? Harvard, right? Something like that? Princeton?
I thought that was Harvard? Great. That's what I want to go to Harvard for. I would spend all that money to learn everything I can about Taylor Swift, but I could learn it all just by watching one performance.
Hey, her marketers are brilliant.
They're
brilliant. But honestly, and I'm not saying just as a little footnote, I'm not calling her Satan, okay? But she works for him, okay? I will say that. Because if you're not working for God, you know,
you're not on the other side. Right? Yeah.
You're not choose this day. Satan was the greatest, most beautiful, handsome angel.
Talented.
Yeah, very manipulative. Yep. But evil is not going to be all evil. You know what I mean? That's not how it's going to present itself. It will snatch you in, and that's what it's going to, you know, end up being. But parents just got to please. We're look at our kids. Mental health is at a such alarming rate. You know, poor mental health. I don't know how else. I wish I could, you know, strangle or shake parents to the radio waves.
So one of the conversations I have with Christian parents and Christian people is they have a hard time tying mental health, you know, chemical imbalance to God's word. I say, look, it isn't that hard. God designed the body to operate a certain way. Chemicals have to operate a certain way, you know, that kind of stuff. And with the things that we eat, the world that we live in, the things we're exposed to, when it throws that stuff off, your body can't function properly. All right? And that's where the doctors, God doesn't say anything about thou shalt not visit a doctor. So you can tell it from a mental health standpoint. So go for it if you can.
Well, there's so many factors that increase the risk of developing or triggering, you know, teen depression, suicidal ideation, right? And listen to this list I have in my head because this, you know, you totally see this. So we've got definitely obesity, you know, is back on the rise with kids because COVID-19, they just sat there for 3 years. Peer issues, peer pressure. Yeah, it's not just a 1985 thing. Peer pressure is here. Long-term bullying, academic problems, cyberbullying. And then, you know, another big one that people forget is a victim or witness to violence. And we're seeing that online. They are watching sexual abuse, physical abuse. We're watching these teens and these teachers get beat up online in their schools, right? One after the other, we're seeing school staff.
Yep.
And they're seeing this. This provokes such anxiety, and you'd never know what is registered as a trauma to kids. And more so than not, these things are traumatic events. And once you do that, parents, once your kids see this, even one time, what that does is put them in what's called survival mode. Once you're in survival mode, until you get treatment, 90 days minimum of treatment, yes, 90, wow. Not 9, 90, they will stay in survival mode. They will seek out the addiction of social media, whatever.
20
makes
seconds.
Them feel
better. You're going faster.
Oh, you guys. Well, come find me on Facebook at Bridget Melson, and I'll tell you more on Dr. B Radio.
Yeah, next time we'll have to have you on earlier so you can hang out longer. Look, God bless for what you're doing. I know you. I know how hard you work at helping out teens, helping out parents. So we will have you on more often, but you're busier than I am. So let's see what we can do. Anyway, jump to your house. God bless people. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.